both sides appear to be trying to find a way out of this, a way where they can save face on the one hand, but also still appear to be tough on the issues for their constituents on the other hand. And certainly what we've seen in the past couple of days is a secret meeting between Turkey's foreign minister as well as the Israeli minister of trade. That's certainly seen as something that could be an interesting and important first step.
We don't want to get into a public shouting match with the government of Turkey. On the contrary, my prime minister said over the weekend, we want to see things wind down, we want to see things relax. We don't want to see an escalation of this war of words. And so we think it's better that Israel and Turkey conduct their discussions quietly, and let's move forward.
There was some testing done, as he said, over the weekend. The thing is, the seas out there were so high, 7-foot seas on Saturday, at least 5 feet yesterday, that it was a little tough to test this baby. I mean, it is massive. Tony, I saw it from the air on Saturday. You're flying over. We were 500 feet up. That thing is more than 3.5 football fields long. The thing is built to be an oil tanker. It was retrofitted. It doesn't work the way normal skimmers work. It sucks up all the oil and water, and then is supposed to separate them on board and then spit out the water. Now, so the testing involves checking out how well it actually can do the skimming and also testing the maneuverability.
Yes, he said, when I went there as a spectator just to cheer on my ex buddies who I've been eating with. And actually, when I was there, everyone started chanting for me, let him eat, let him eat. And he said, and in the heat of it, I jumped on the stage hoping that maybe because of the cheers, the Nathans would actually let him eat and prove that he was the champ. But then he got arrested.